The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network. Discover a new relationship and approach to life through the space between. Join spiritual teacher Brittany Mondito for A Moment of Silence, a weekend workshop May 24th to 26th at Omega Institute's beautiful campus in Rhinebeck, New York. Everything we're searching for lies behind what we're running from, Brittany says. Reconnect with your inner sense of safety, grounding, and centeredness. Learn more today at eomega.org/thrive.
Hi, and welcome to the first of a four-part series of short, essential conversations with Rabbi Rami episodes, helping you cope with the social, psychological, and spiritual sides of the coronavirus pandemic. I'm Rabbi Rami. We're organizing this series around a teaching from the first century BCE Jewish sage Hillel, who taught, "If I'm not for myself, who will be for me? If I'm only for myself, what am I? And if not now, when?" Our second podcast will focus on being for ourselves. The third will focus on being for others, and the fourth will help you turn moments of panic into opportunities for peace. Here are just a few personal reflections on how I'm coping. Of course, I'm taking all the reasonable precautions in order to minimize the potential of contracting coronavirus, and I'm taking sensible actions to ensure my family has enough food, water, and paper goods to last us through a few weeks or more. We've also reached out to our doctors to make sure we have enough of our prescription drugs. What I'm not doing is turning my house into a hoarder's paradise, stockpiling enough disinfectant to clean the Pentagon and enough toilet paper to stock every restroom in the Empire State Building for 6 months. I'm also not stockpiling guns and ammo. USA Today is reporting that people are lining up at pawn shops, gun shops, and sporting goods stores to arm themselves against their neighbors, whom they fear may come for their toilet paper. As one fellow quoted in the article said, "It's better to be prepared than not to be prepared. I already stocked up on food. Ammo was just the next step." No, ammo is not the next step. The next step is to lower your fear level, not raise it. One way to do this is to stop watching cable news. Or if you do watch, notice how you're being manipulated by the music, the chyron streaming across the bottom of your screen, the repetition of video images leading you to believe every grandparent in the country is waving mournfully at their family behind the dirty window of their nursing home. And don't be fooled by the breaking news icon, when in fact, nothing has changed. And pay attention to the tone of voice used by many of the anchors, suggesting that they're starring in Orson Welles' 1938 radio dramatization of H.G. Wells' War of the Worlds, and the Martians have just landed in Grover Mills, New Jersey. If you've never heard this radio drama, listen to that rather than cable news. I'm not telling you to turn a blind eye to what's going on. I certainly want you to stay informed, but there's different ways to do that. My preferred method is to listen to National Public Radio. The second thing you can do is, if you're allowed, go outside. Take a walk, ride your bike, sit on your front stoop or porch. Wave to people if you see them, even people driving by in cars. Be aware that social distancing can lead to social isolation. When your only companions are Wolf Blitzer and Rachel Maddow, and I love them both, you're setting yourself up for a level of stress that can lower your immune system and make you sick all by itself.
Discover a new relationship and approach to life through the space between. Join spiritual teacher Brittany Mondito for A Moment of Silence, a weekend workshop May 24th to 26th at Omega Institute's beautiful campus in Rhinebeck, New York. Everything we're searching for lies behind what we're running from, Brittany says. Reconnect with your inner sense of safety, grounding, and centeredness. Learn more today at eomega.org/thrive.
Third, read. If you're stuck at home, use your time to read those books you've always meant to read. If your public library is closed and you don't want to go to the bookstore, You can download books from your library for free, and you can purchase them from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and some indie bookstores. If reading is a problem, download audiobooks. Using your time to read or listen to books has two advantages. First, you may find yourself lifted out of your funk. And second, you may find that many of the must-read books on your list you don't really want to read after all. There's a fourth idea. Watch movies at home, especially classic movies and movies you remember fondly from your past. Just a side note, Contagion is a good movie, but binge watching it over and over and over again doesn't make it a better movie. Once is enough. More than that, you might as well turn on cable news. Fifth, write a book. Lots of people are convinced they have a book in them, but just can't find the time to sit down and write it. Well, now you have the time. Write the damn book. If it turns out that your book sucks, at least you'll have gotten that out of your system. If it turns out that your book is great and it'll be turned into a movie, you've more than made up for the money lost having to stay home from work. These ideas aren't new or unique to me, and there are probably a dozen or more additional things you can do. Over the next three podcasts, we'll explore some of them. Meditation, Qigong exercise, reaching out to help neighbors in need without touching them, of course, and metta practice, cultivating loving kindness every time you wash your hands. We're working on other projects for you as well. Check in with us at www.spiritualityhealth.com. I'm Rabbi Rami. Thanks for listening. Essential Conversations with Rabbi Rami is the bi-weekly podcast of Spirituality and Health magazine. If you like Essential Conversations, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and subscribe to the show on your preferred podcast app. You can also follow me on Spirituality and Health's website, where I now write a regular column called Roadside Musings, and on my new podcast, Conversations on the Egg. And don't forget to subscribe to the print magazine as well. Essential Conversations is produced by Ezra Baker Truppiano, and our executive producer is Catherine Drury Wagner. I'm Rabbi Rami. Thanks for listening.
We talk to the animals, and we know you can too. On the Animal Communication Podcast, hosted by the three of us, myself, Julie Hiert,
Karen Dudley Smith,
and Meredith Tollison,
we will show you how to deepen your relationship with your beloved animal companions, whether they're alive or in spirit.
As soul-level animal communicators, we explain the process and explore topics such as health, behavior, and play, all from the animal's perspective.
So subscribe and follow us on Apple, Spotify, and listen as part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.